If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It is 109. Did you see that hockey game this morning? You know, and as I watched the game, and I did, I felt as soon as I turned it on, Doc Emmerich, I thought of you because, oh my gosh, the broadcasters were great, but there is no one on the planet like Doc Emmerich. It is great to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you, Steve. I was awake this morning, not only for hockey, but hearing you discuss about how not to use shock collars.
Yeah.
And about fundraisers, as you've always done. You're making appearances still to raise funds to make sure that that dogs and cats have a better life. And God bless you for that, sir. I have your show on often at 5:30 Central Time in the morning and learn a lot from it. And you do good work, sir. Yes, this was thrilling, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
If you were a Canadian, you probably felt that it was disheartening, just like you did earlier in the week when the Canadian women lost to the U.S., both times in overtime. But if you were cheering for the Americans, you have had a wonderful week when it comes to hockey.
Absolutely. You know, and as I turned on the game, I realized instantly this is like a National Hockey League All-Star game in some ways, except that they're giving, not that they're not giving 100% in the All-Star game, but here they're giving 500,000%. It's almost over the top. And when America won, I felt the emotion, especially when they skated on the ice with Johnny Gaudreau's number 13 jersey. Can you talk about that?
Well, Johnny Gaudreau was a wonderful hockey player who was still very young and was likely going to be on this team. He and his brother were bicycling 2 years ago and were killed while bicycling. And so Johnny was remembered not only by his teammates in Columbus immediately when that happened, but also as time has passed, by his Olympic teammates, because he would have undoubtedly been on this team and would have undoubtedly contributed to the success of the team. And so they have had his uniform number in the dressing room for every game that they played. And they did bring it out and skate around with it after they had won the gold medal. And then they brought his family to the games. They came to the games, and not only one generation, but two. And then his children came onto the ice, little tots, and they posed for a picture with the team after the game was over. So it was sad that he couldn't be there, but this was about as close as you could come.
You know, that was one of the sweetest moments I've ever seen. And I will tell you, I became emotional when I saw that. Something else. Who scored the winning goal here? It was Jack Hughes, I think. But there was a brother, Quinn Hughes, and there were two other brothers. The Tkachuk brothers were there. I don't know if there was ever a team like this in history that had so many brothers at the same time.
Yes, you'd have to go back to 1956. And oddly enough, it was Herb Brooks, who coached the team in 1960, who was on the team in 1956 with his brother, and so you've had brothers before, but not like this. And isn't it interesting? I got a chance to assemble several features for this for NBC, but one of them was of the Tkachuk brothers. Their father played four times on an Olympic team, and the closest he came to Keith, who was a longtime bull in a china shop NHLer, who was one of the few NHL players born in the United States to score over 500 goals. There aren't many like that. you know, a guy named Kane who played a long time in Chicago
was one of those. Yes.
Yes. He was one of those, but it's a rare guy that's born in the U.S. that could score over 500 goals. So only 50 some guys have ever done it in the history of the NHL. Anyway, the two boys grew up playing stick hockey in the basement of their home. And before every game, they sang the national anthem. And this is boys who are 2 and 3 years old.
Wow.
And we had video of this, just like parents make videos of their children doing any number of things. And the oldest, Matthew, who is now a gold medalist, said that they had the national anthem before every stick hockey game, before every basketball game that they played out in the driveway, before every golf game. And I wondered aloud in the feature that I assembled if maybe, perhaps maybe, they would have a chance to sing it again in Milan. And today they did. And what a magical time. But Jack scored the winning goal, and this was the same Jack Hughes whose mother was in the stands, and she was an assistant coach and was an assistant on the women's hockey team that won the gold medal earlier in the week. She was in the stands and watched her two boys play an exciting game, and Jack had a tooth and a half knocked out late in the third period. And the guy who did that got 4 minutes in the penalty box, and the United States did not score. And then Jack wound up taking a penalty later in the third period, and Canada did not score. And then, as fate would have it, Jack wound up scoring the winning goal in overtime. And of all things, as he celebrated, you saw that big smile with the tooth and a half missing in
yes.
the front of his, just like hockey players of old. You would think that all of that plexiglass that they wear across the front of their face would protect that, but it did not. And so Jack is going to have some dental work done,
yes.
but he's not going to care very much.
Hey, we only have 30 seconds, actually a little less than that. So very, very quickly, the women's team, I want to give them a nod.
Yes, they were magnificent. And this was a game where Hillary Knight, who had been in 5 Olympics, tied the game on a deflection in the last 2 minutes of playing time of regulation. It went to overtime, and then they scored in overtime, very early in overtime, and wound up winning the gold medal. They were the better team overall, but they weren't the luckiest team until the very end, when they wound up tying it and then winning it.
Actually,
this was a rare sweep.
Yep, Doc, I am the luckiest broadcaster because I get to talk to you. Thank you so very much, my friend, and you are a good friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'll listen to you next Sunday morning.
I believe you will. Thank you. Someone's got to.